This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Great Scott! I got a bad feeling about this.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Yes,
is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Han Solo, I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Can't wait.
This is the Bart and Han Show on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 11 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. Alan Han, Bart Scott. Bart, what's up?
What up? What it do? What it do?
You got no, it? No, I don't. No, no. See, you sound like...
I had to adjust my levels, man.
It's I got a wisp.
Turn my treble up, B. You know what I'm saying?
Like what?
Turn my trebles up. I'm here now. Can you hear me now?
Now I can.
That's my word.
All right, so when I say, Bar, what's up?
What it do, baby? Let me drink some of my Sunkissed strawberry lemonade soda. It's a sea moss.
Get some sea moss in there. What's happening, man? So I mean, we've got many places to go here today. Mike Tannenbaum's going to join us in the noon hour, and I've got a question that's going to piss people off that has to be asked. It's not people going to get uncomfortable with that question, though. He won't. But I'm telling you, you and I talked about this last night. We were chatting last night, and I brought it up to you, and you also agree with me. This is a topic that no one's discussing that's going to be a very hot topic at the end of the NFL season. And it's a difficult decision that needs to be made, and we will discuss it. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm not even going to hint to it. But you know what I'm talking about. So that's NFL. That's where that is. But, man, I'll tell you what. Yesterday, a trade happened in the NBA that we might as well get the calls rolling right now, because I know... For sure. This does not impact. This a trade does not have anything to do with either New York team, but yet both fan bases of both New York teams should have a reaction to this, and I want to hear from them. So how can we hear from them, Bart?
1-800-919-3776. Get on the lines. Now, this is an interesting day, man, because I feel like it's Friday because we had Wednesday football.
Yep.
We had massive trades going on in baseball, and we had a little thing happen up in the Brizox that has us maybe scratching our heads or maybe not.
I don't know. I think it's not a head-scratcher. It's one of those. It's a fascinating trade. Now, because our lines are always filled and people can't get through, how else can they get us?
Man, they don't know. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. And since you asked me, I'm going to tell
you. I asked you.
It's Bart and Han on the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get us on the tweet, I mean, if you absolutely like, man, I can't get through on the tweet, then all you got to do is hit us on the Grizzam. You can hit us on the Grizzam. I promise you, Nabel picks and back tacks are suggested.
I'm going to start sharing some of these, by the way. I'm literally going to start sharing them. Like, if people keep sending these to me, I'm going to start sharing them.
It's recommended. You know what I mean? The more creative, the better. You know what? We should start ranking the Nabel and back shots.
We could do that. We could do a ranker. We could do a Bart and Han ranker on the back tats and Nabel shots. And there's some other parts of the body that get sent to me as well, which I don't know why, but they do.
And Bill.
And I'm telling you, we're going to put them on a list and we'll let people vote on them.
Exactly. Then we should maybe have some type of consolation prize or something. Maybe a bottle of Han's wine, because maybe. You got that Nabel to say, you know, maybe you want to display that Nabel. You know
what
I'm
saying? Well, you got to be a winner. Not everybody's going to get that.
Yeah. The Nabel is like the gatekeeper of, you know, the action. You know what I mean? Like, when you get to the Nabel, you're like, man, I'm on third base. I don't care if you're man or female. You get to the Nabel, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm Gucci. If, you know what I'm saying? If you're not pulled up by kissing the Nabel, then you're good.
All right, I don't know where this is going, but I do have good news, though. I have breaking news, actually.
Can't wait. It's too early in the show to have breaking news already. You got breaking news?
No, it's not. You know what's going on right now as we speak at this moment. Landscaper showed up. And you know why they showed up, Art? Why do you think they showed up today?
Oh, because you went out yesterday. You got sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
You said, guess what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my own damn leaves.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
They had the drone flying over the top of your property, like checkmate. And now they're going to show up and give you the same bill and do half the work.
Knew it.
They're going to blow five leaves off and give you a full invoice. Give you a full invoice. They'll give you a full invoice as if they had to do everything.
It's all right. I just took the dogs out and told them to crap as far. Yeah, all over the lawn. Just keep going. More. I kept feeding them food. Just go ahead. More. Now they have to clean that up. So Bart made the reference. We got the calls lining up already. And I need to hear from both. Because I'll tell you what. For Knicks fans, I brought up the Russell Westbrook thing weeks ago as a possibility, thinking that he could get moved. And the story came out that he was going to get moved. And I said, like, if you're the Knicks, you got to kick the tires. And everybody lost it. Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. He's old. A bad contract. He just dominates the basketball. He doesn't make anybody better. Okay, fine. So instead now, Russell Westbrook goes to an Eastern Conference team. To the East, my brother. To the East. That's exactly what Russell Westbrook did. And all the, like, if you think about it, too, now KD came to the East. Russell Westbrook came to the East. You're starting to see some, like, the East is now starting to try to grab some of the stars from the West and take some of the talent out there. But the problem is that they're taking these guys a little bit later on in their careers. So Westbrook goes to the Wizards, which now to me, as I'm looking at it, we'll break the trade down in a moment, but I'm looking at it right now, and I'm telling you, if you're talking about top eight teams in the East right now on paper, and you want to include the 7 through 10, if they have the, they're going to have the play-in, so all right, I'll give you the top 10 teams. The Knicks aren't in the top 10. I can count 11 teams who have better rosters and more talent than the Knicks do. And the Wizards, who, remember, we're actually playing for something. Like, you know, they were invited. They weren't one of the teams not invited. Right. And now you add this guy to Bradley Beal.
A superstar.
And an interesting, you know, group, a young team, a well-coached team. And I'm sorry. The Wizards are now another team that you're talking about that's probably, I mean, they're going to be a top eight team. Another team the Knicks have to climb over. Atlanta got better. Atlanta was a top eight team. Charlotte got better. So, all right, you're a Knicks fan. You didn't want Russell Westbrook. Tell me, are you still happy with this? That's what I want to know. Are you still happy with this? And on the other side, conversely, if you're a Nets fan, how do you look at this now? Because, okay, so it's starting to fall apart now. They're starting to break down whatever they've got going on in Houston. So does that mean James Harden is next? All indications are he's not. You know, Woj was saying it this morning, that they did this because Harden preferred John Wall over Westbrook. And so they want to appeal to James Harden. They want to keep him. They want to convince him to stay, even though all reports say that he wants out and he wants to go to Brooklyn.
Now, listen, you've forgotten more basketball than I've ever known, right? But tell me this. Isn't John Wall a little bit the same player as James Harden? They remind me of being the same player, two ball-dominant guys. Now, I don't know if James Harden cannot be a ball-dominant guy. I know he didn't start off as a point guard, but when he came there, they asked him to be the point guard and be able to be a facilitator. Now, naturally, he's a shooting guard, but can John Wall be ball, who couldn't get along with Bradley Beal? It seemed like the team played better when John was out, or when Bradley was out. They played better separate than they did together. So I'm trying to figure out, like, is this just a lateral move, or is this matchup with John Wall?
No, it's not lateral.
And Harden, because at this point, is John Wall, what is he? Well, first of all, hasn't played in 2 years, but he's not a guy that was a great shooter of the ball. He was a guy that was like Russell Westbrook, a one-man fast break that gets the ball and able to just be faster than everybody down the court. But I don't remember him having a great shooting ability as well, which is what's the knock on Russell, is that the people would bait him and give him open shots. They both can get to the rack, but it seems like they're both kind of missing the element that, you know, a guy that plays with James Harden needs. If he's able to facilitate and get to the hole and get to the rack, to be able to spot up like Gordon and be able to knock down the three ball.
I feel like this is not a popular take, because I saw everybody's takes last night. We all made our jokes, because you do that. But I'm telling you right now, of all the trades that you could think of possibilities for the Rockets, this one, I feel like this is I think it's a good trade for both teams. Because the Wizards become a team now where you bring in a guy who's an absolute killer. It's the same freaking contract. So let's not talk about that. Take the money out of the equation.
Right. The money matches.
It doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter. All right. The protected first round pick in 23 doesn't matter. It doesn't. I'm telling you guys, it doesn't. Why? Because you have Bradley Beal. And Bradley Beal, remember, the whole thing about how is he going to get out of there? Are they going to trade him? Are they just going to go young? Bradley Beal's a baller and he's in his prime. And you've got to figure out. He's healthy, too. You got to figure out how I'm going to win with this guy now because I'm paying him. So you get a guy who's the same. He's of the same mind. Bradley Beal has that same kind of killer instinct, a more intense guy. He and John Wall didn't mesh on the court nor off of it. Even though people said they didn't like each other, that's not true. They just weren't the same type of personalities. One guy was intense. One guy was about, I'm a pro. I'm showing up. You know, I'm that guy. The other dude was more like, I'm living on my talent. You know, he wasn't a bad guy, but he just didn't have the same intensity about him.
Right.
And that's John Wall. You now put two intense alphas together in Washington, and then you take two very talented, more laid-back guys together in Houston. That might work. It might be terrible.
Who's going to be the killer? That's the whole thing. Who's going to be the killer? It's like having Kawhi and Paul George. Who's going to be the killer? Who's going to be the guy that said, all right, no, give me the rock. I got it. Y'all just sitting there watching, trying to figure it out. No, I got it. Y'all just follow
me.
I'm
telling you, I like the trade for both teams because the money doesn't matter. It's about personalities. You could say that Wall's coming off an injury. Wall hasn't played, by the way, since December 26th of 2018, Bart.
Wow.
Yeah, 2018. He hasn't played since the day after Christmas 2 years ago. So you essentially take somebody that you wonder, he's 30, can he even play anymore? I got to be honest with you, you have 2 years off to recover from something. And Mark Jones, ESPN announcer, said he'd seen him working out a couple of times, and he said he just physically looks better. And maybe the 2 years off, the fact that he could not only get himself healthy but also work on his body, you at least hope he's getting mature now and saying to himself, yo, I gotta reclaim my career here. Right. That maybe he shows up and he's in great shape and he can physically play again and be effective, and that's what you're trying to see. All right, because he was one of the fastest players with the basketball in the NBA when he was in his prime. So that's the Rocket side of things. But I keep coming back to the East, and I keep saying the East to me now changes again. Because the Wizards are going to be a team. Russell Westbrook doesn't miss games. He doesn't even come out of games. The guy always wants to play. There's a lot of intensity. That's a different team now with him. Way different. So, and by the way, Scott Brooks is there. That used to be his coach with OKC. Yes. They got that relationship. So I'm telling you, like, you don't just look at this trade and think like, what does that matter? I just, you know, you one guy gave you a dollar, the other guy gave you four quarters. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, this is a lot deeper than that. And I like this trade. It's interesting. But if you're Brooklyn, that James Harden thing suddenly changes. Because they're clearly trying to appeal to Harden. And let's see if it works. So that Harden stuff might have to go on the shelf for a while or maybe forever. And if you're the Knicks, okay, you could have gotten him. But now that's out. And instead of getting him, you got another team now for the next 3 years that has him. And he has him in your conference. And you're going to have to deal with that.
I wonder. See, I think the issue is.
Come on. Had to go X-Clan, right? Bring all the stars to the East. Come on.
Bring some. Now they old as hell, but we'll take them. We the 30 and over club. We the AARP.
KD's coming back from his injury.
He's 30,
and you see what he can do. 30. And then obviously Wall was the one, and he's going out to the West, but. Look, anyways, that's what I want to know. 800-919-3776. Brandon in Atlanta, he'll start us off. Brandon, tell me what you think of this trade and the impact it'll have on both teams here in New York.
Okay. Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Bart, thank you for what you did with the Jets. Definitely appreciate it, and you guys got a dope show. But let me tell you guys why the Knicks won this trade. One, we don't have to pay an overpriced player to be our point guard. And we've been doing that for years and years and years, and this is the best thing that happened, that we are no longer doing that.
When was the last time they overpaid for a point guard, though, Brandon?
We have not overpaid for a point guard. I agree. But he's old. I'm saying overpaid for players.
All right.
Period.
Okay.
Not for a point guard. Number two, we're going to have trade assets coming up in this upcoming season and for this next draft. Between Noel, Burks, and Rivers, we're going to get a first-round pick out of somebody in the league. If you look at the Western Conference, all 15 teams are going to be trying to fight for a playoff spot. Somebody's going to need one of those players on that squad. And like you said earlier, the Knicks, they're not going to be a great team. We're going to be in that Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta Hawks.
Not even Atlanta. No, they're going to be more like, yeah, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Knicks are basically going to be your bottom four in the East.
Correct. And that's a beautiful thing because if you look at it is, and this is the reason why. If you look at this year's draft class is compared to the LeBron, D-Wade, Carmelo draft class. And if you look at what Jalen Suggs is doing right now,
yeah.
He is the point guard that we have to look at for the future. He is the truth. So I'm ready right now to get on the bandwagon.
Start taking already.
Brandon, no, it's too soon, Brandon. We haven't even played a game yet. Are you kidding? We already played a game. He's talking about the draft.
Major disappointment.
That's the second call in 2 days. You're talking about the draft. We haven't played game one. We don't even know when game one is on this season. We have no idea when game one is on this season. And we got callers saying, I can't wait for the draft. Bart.
Well, let's step off.
Can we play a game? Can we play a game before we talk draft? Please. Just one game. I have no idea. Oh my God! These kids in college right now—they played. They played a week of college ball, and we're ready to tank. And you know the league don't want you to tank. Well, you're not gonna have the worst record. Guess what happened? You have the worst record. Bad things happen. Bad things, man.
Well, let's step all the way into it then. I mean, since he opened the door, let's go on in and see. Let's take a quick peek. Like, who do we expect in, like, as far as, like, the tankathon or...
Just Google it.
Cade Cunningham has everybody excited. He's about 6'7", you know, Grant Hill kind of, you know, player. You know, but he's a better shooter. You know, he can shoot, like, that kind of thing. Like people are looking at him. He's at Oak State. He mentioned Suggs. And Suggs took a hard fall last night. There was some concerns, but he came back, which is a good thing. Strong kid, and he's got talent. The two kids from Kentucky, people are excited about, but they look very raw right now. But I'm sorry. Man, we can't, like, I get it. Let's worry about this a little bit. Like, can we get to February?
Can the Knicks finish top eight?
No.
Record?
No.
In the
no.
league?
No.
Top eight?
In the East? No.
No, I'm saying period. Top eight. I mean, I'm talking bottom eight.
Oh, bottom eight. Oh, you mean like as far as the lottery goes?
Yeah, bottom.
No, they'll be they right now on paper. That's a team that's looking like a 10. You know, yeah, they'll be in the top lottery. They'll be in the top 10 lottery. I mean, unless something significant, and I ain't rooting for this, everybody. It's bad for my damn business.
If I would have told you top three before this night started, you'd take that in a heartbeat.
Oh, God. But no, I'm saying, honestly, I am not rooting for this. It's bad for my business for them to not be a team competing for something. So I want to see something.
They ain't had no boom.
No boom. But I'm just telling you, can we play a game first? We play a game for, I don't know. I got to get somebody.
Let's get another guy.
Steven in New Jersey. Come on, Steven.
Hey, what's up, Alan? What's up, Bart? I just want to say, Bart, I tagged you in a post earlier. I need you to watch that. I think you should. I think you will really like that, and it's really, really funny.
Navel shot? Is it a navel shot or lower back? Which one?
No.
Phrasing?
Tony Baker.
All right.
But I want to say, I think it's a good trade for the East because now that we got a star on the East, I'm glad that the Knicks stayed away from it because we need to stay focused. I mean, I do like Westbrook over here, and I like his comments of how he wanted to be a good teammate, whatever. But I love Austin Rivers' comments, what he made.
I love the shot that he took at
I ain't gonna say no names, but we all know who he was talking about.
Yes,
but I think it was a good. I think it was a good trade for both teams. The Wizards gave up a good pick for the Rockets. The Rockets is heading in the right direction. I still feel like, if you said Harden is going to be getting traded, that's why you get paid the big bucks. That was a good analogy. But I feel like we're on the right track. As far as the Knicks go, I just feel I don't really like Cade, in my opinion. I don't really like him. So
how many games have you watched? How many games have you watched of him?
I watched his highlights. Steven,
okay. don't play yourself like this. Come on, Steven. I appreciate you, man. But
you watched the highlights today.
Steven,
you got to see the whole game. You got to see
some highlights. I don't really like his game. He's 18 years old. No, actually, I think isn't he 17?
Wow.
I think he classed up. Like, just to get, like, come on.
To leave early. Yeah, you can't.
I don't like his game. He's 6'7". He can handle the basketball. He's smooth.
And
he dropped 21 in his first college game. I don't really like his game.
And he's probably going to end up at, if he's 6'7", he's probably going to leave college if he's 17 at, like, 6'10". 6'10". 6'11". With all the skills that he has now.
Come on, guys.
I mean, just imagine when Giannis came in, what he looked like. Jeez. Yeah.
Omar in Brooklyn. Like, come on, Omar. Let's go. Let me hear you.
Say the deal.
How are you, Alan? Let me give me some time. Before the season start, you all, these talk show hosts, majority of them were saying that there is a chance Baltimore Ravens will go 16-0 and 15-1. They are the best team in the league. They are going to win most majority. They are the favorites to win the NFL championship, right? According to majority of the hosts, right?
You can say it was Kansas City and it was the Baltimore Ravens. Absolutely correct.
Okay. They might. They still can make the playoff. They might not make the playoff, right?
They're going to win their next five. Have you looked at their next couple of games?
Yes, they might make the playoffs. I say, but they are not the same team that was projected to be.
Cowboys, Browns, Jaguars, Giants, Bengals.
I'm coming here. Before the season started, Giants were going to be garbage. They might go to the playoffs. Before this season starts, can I wait with these players? In these 14 players that are with the Knicks right now, there is not one single player that don't want to be here. There's not one. I have not seen a team before this team, the Thibodeau, that's his dream job, and everybody else trying to know. And they are going to play so hard that this Knicks fan base will say, you will see all these young players, and from 26 to 28 range, they know 30 years old, 31 years old, they still have a career. They still can get a paycheck. Everybody wants to prove a point. And I'm telling you right now, before this camp started, I love Mitchell Robinson. But I have my reservation that does he have the whole mentality like Russell Westbrook type go in, and Nerlens Noel will make sure that he has to put 100% to win that job. And every position, all these players have to win their job. I guarantee you right now, here, guarantee, Knicks are making this playoff because it's a dream job for everybody, and you can sit all
Okay.
Knicks are making the playoff with this young team, and you will be surprised.
All right, Omar, I'm saving it. I'm saving what you just said there. I'm saving it. And when we go, when is the playoffs? Is it July this time? I don't even know. But whenever the playoffs are, we're going to play it again.
If we're saving it,
I'm leaving it on the page, and we're going to play it. And you're going to be.
If Omar Domstras.
Yeah.
If we had a T-shirt with our likeness and our name on it, Omar would have got a T-shirt.
Yeah, he would have got a T-shirt.
Because I love the passion and I love the insight. He was correct, right? Sometimes we automatically believe because a team looks great on paper that it's going to automatically have a certain amount of success. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we never see the team that ascends, that becomes great. One example of that was last year with the Grizzlies, right? Nobody expected anything for the Grizzlies.
That's a good point.
You think about Iguodala, he never played, but they had a superstar. And for the Knicks to be able to be
at both their kids, not just Ja, but that
other
kid is good too.
But for the Knicks to make Omar
What is it going to take to make him right?
It's going to take Obi-Wan averaging about 21 points a game.
He's got to be a rookie of the year for
rookies
to even sniff the playoffs.
He has to be John Morant.
Yeah.
He has to be John Morant. Mitchell Robinson has to get a clue and start playing with that intensity. And I like what he said about Noel. Noel is there to motivate and push Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, I'm going to take your job if you're not showing up every day.
So all that can happen because of the environment of competition. But it's a heavy load, man, because you're going to be fighting just to be better than the Bulls and be better than the Pistons. You know, I mean, that's where you're fighting. Those are your competition right now. Maybe the Cavs. Like, that would be if you could be better than the Cavs. Because you look at what Charlotte did, they're much improved. You look at what Atlanta did, they're much improved. Like you said, Orlando hadn't gone anywhere. I mean, I wonder if Zach LaVine is available. I wonder.
I don't think so. Not right now. But that's a, you know, again, that's.
I wonder if Markkanen's available.
They have to figure out where they're going forward, too, but they have to see what they've got. They're in that same kind of situation. They've got some young players. They want to see them and how they can evolve. They're in a similar place as the Knicks. You know, a new head coach, a whole new setup, and, you know, where do they go from here? And they have a good coach, too. I think Donovan's a good coach. So
They got two stars, though. They got two stars.
Well, they do have two talented young players that you feel like you've got. At least LaVine's a guy you have to prepare for. I've said this, the Knicks, they lack that player. They don't have somebody that when you walk in the gym, you have to prepare for them. The Nets do. In fact, the Nets have two of them that you have to prepare for. And with that in mind, they wanted to get a third. And no matter what KD says, of course they'd love to add James Harden to this mix. But now that you've seen the developments in Houston, and what Houston is saying, and what Woj just told you, that Harden preferred John Wall over Westbrook, which suggests that the Rockets are trying to appeal to him. Even though the suggestion has been that, you know, Harden wants to leave Houston, he doesn't like the direction, and he'd like to go and join KD in Brooklyn. That has been the report. But the Rockets are making it clear, no. Let's see if we can keep this guy happy, and let's see if we can reset this thing, and if he buys back into what we're doing. So how much do you believe that will happen? 800-919-3776. And also, if you're a Nets fan, how much do you think you need him? Because there are some Nets fans, we don't need him. It's just like the Knicks are saying, we didn't need Westbrook. We don't want Westbrook. He doesn't fit us. James Harden, do you feel like if you get him, I say, you'd start ordering the rings. I fully believe this. You get him.
And you hate him. And you hate him.
And I can't stand watching him play. But I can't deny his talent. And I can't deny the fact that they would have the most talent on any roster in this league. And that includes the damn Lakers. Yeah,
whoa.
I said it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it.
So LeBron's one. KD's arguably number two.
No question.
Harden equivalent as far as close to the rankings.
But you got Kyrie, KD, and Harden. Davis. You got three.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying Anthony Davis, how far from Westbrook is Anthony Davis?
Let's just be honest here. If we're doing top three players in the league,
yeah,
Harden and KD are in the top three.
Oh.
I mean, that's just a given.
So that makes up for the Lakers having one.
You know, that's what we need, the callers. Like, that's what we need. We need your passion. Like, we're so downtrodden around here. You know, the Jets and all of it. We want them to go 0-16.
I don't know how an athletic man looks.
Omar said everything he said with his chest.
He did. No, he always does, too. From Jordan Renan, the daily Daniel Jones update. He's still working with trainers. Moving around, throw a bit today. Joe Judge saying positive reports.
He's a fighting Joe Judge.
Yeah, but he said that a lot of questions, more so than answers right now with Daniel Jones. But
here's the issue, right? Yeah. They've been using him as a running quarterback. You saw it yesterday with RG3. When it's cold outside, you go back after the play, sit down, and it tightens up and it cools off. And then all of a sudden, you try and have a burst, and maybe you run farther than maybe you should, like 10, 15 yards. When you start to get to 20 yards, that's why we see, like, when Daniel Jones, when he ran 40 yards, his legs gave out. Now, just add cold weather to that and not being stretched out and being warm, that's when hamstrings pull. So if Daniel Jones plays, he's going to have to do something that he's not comfortable doing. And that's being a pocket quarterback. Right, but also as a defender and as a defense, I'm saying this dude ain't going to run. So I'm not going to pay attention to it. So I'm going to cheat my defense and say, you know what? When he runs the first time, it'll be the first time. But we're not going to play him as a running quarterback. We're going to play him as a stationary quarterback. And can Daniel Jones be effective by throwing the ball in the pocket when that's not his game? How does the play calling change? So, like, I think Danny Dimes can be out for at least 3 weeks before he feels comfortable. The fact that RG3, after he hobbled, after not being touched, rumbled, and came back and actually got in the game was amazing to me. That was a man saying, you know what, this may be my only chance.
Yeah.
I better toughen it up.
I agree. You could see it. He's a much different quarterback as he's older now, and he knows he's like, this is...
That's how you know you're old.
Yeah.
RG3 before would have kicked through that and ran all the way to the end zone and scored. Or he would have got to the edge on that last one. He would have turned that thing up for 50 yards. He pulled that one, and he's like, ah!
Sniper.
Look like somebody talking about that blowgun.
800-919-3776. Let's grab some more calls here. Let's see if anybody can be as equally passionate. Let's see. Eric in Old Tappan. Eric.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
You got it.
So I want to talk about the Houston trade, and I'm a Nets fan. I cover the Nets. I have a website called The Nets Report Online, and I see them talking about Houston and them trying to appeal to Harden with this deal. I think people are forgetting that we're talking about a guy in John Wall who's coming off a ruptured Achilles and a knee surgery. Everybody's talking about KD's Achilles. Walls is a guy, he's always been reliant on his athleticism in his game. So this isn't a guy that's going to get Houston over the top. They couldn't get over the top with Chris Paul. You're telling me with a Wall coming off.
Well, you see what they're doing, though. Look what Houston's been doing. Now, I know it's new leadership, but it's still the same old song because the owner is still the same, and he's the one that doesn't want to give up James Harden. What you have, by the way, that's the truth. It's just Fertitta doesn't want to trade James Harden, and that's why James Harden ain't getting traded.
Right.
Okay, let's understand that. Let's make sure, you know, like that'll come out of Woj's mouth any day now. But that's the truth. Tillman does not want to trade him. 100%.
That's his only star.
That's exactly it. I'm paying this guy. I need a star. If I lose him, the West, we're done. Like we want, when we are allowed to have fans in the building, we'll have no appeal whatsoever. Exactly. I got to have a star. I'm not trading this guy. So let's make him happy. So they try. They get him Chris Paul. All right, he needs a leader. Everybody says that Harden needs a leader. He's not a leader. He needs somebody to handle that stuff for him. All right, we'll get him Chris Paul.
I just want a fair chance, man.
They got far. They almost got to the promised land, but it didn't happen. Chris Paul got hurt. And then Chris Paul looked at James Harden like, dude, you are not a winner, and did not want any part of it. They got him out of there. Okay, so then they get Russell Westbrook, who's a friend of his, and a guy that you, all right, bring some intensity, and he can also handle it. And boy, how are you going to guard both these guys? They're both high-usage players, and how's that going to work? And nope, didn't work. So now we got to move on from that. All right, well, James, you know, what kind of player do you want? Well, how about we do John Wall? Oh, I like John Wall. And we got DeMarcus, and he and DeMarcus are buddies, and they're both coming back. And, you know, some people who have watched John Wall training over the last little while here are saying that he's actually in tremendous shape and that some of his athleticism has returned. And all you need him to be, by the way, he's averaged over 9 assists per game in his career.
Wow.
He's just like Russ. He's not a good 3-point shooter, never will be. But he can make the standstill three when he has to. He's not a guy that you can really, he doesn't really help you off the ball. That's the one issue. He doesn't space well. Russell didn't either. You know, when James has the ball up top, you can double because the kickouts, I'll give Russ a three all day long. I'll give John a three all day long. Yeah. But John's a little better at the standstill threes than Russ is.
Okay, so you got Tucker out there and you got Gordon.
Well, they got, remember, Christian Wood's a pretty good four. He's a young four that they got, and that's an interesting addition here. But
yeah, wait,
all I'm saying is that it's a lateral move. I get with what Mr. Net blog guy was telling us. And all he was trying to, what he was trying to say
was, put some respect on his blog.
Well, I forgot what the name of the blog was. I'm sorry. but he was trying to say it's futile, and that I put two words together, but fruitless and futile became fruitful. Okay,
that's
just
funny.
Trying to save a vocabulary.
Close enough.
So, anyways, what he's saying is that the Rockets are going to find out this ain't working, and they're going to have to trade him anyway. And the Nets are going to be the team to swoop in and get him. And I'm just saying, maybe that's true, but it's going to be a stare down. And if you're looking at Houston, pretty clear that they're not looking to just give me some bodies. I want picks. If you're trading a guy like James Harden, you're not trading him. I'm sorry. I know it sounds like, oh, just give him Dinwiddie and LeVert. What the hell does that do for me?
And Allen.
I need to get draft picks, man. I need draft capital so at least as an owner I can say to my fan base, we're going to reset this thing and we're going to get back on track quickly instead of you're giving me Dinwiddie, who's 27, LeVert, who's 28, 29, whatever it is. You give me those two guys. They're nice players, but you ain't moving the needle with that. I'm sorry. That's just a fact.
Is Dinwiddie a star?
Well, he had all-star talent. He's a good player, but like I said.
Is LeVert a star? Like, are they budding stars? Like, are they somebody that's on the cusp?
LeVert's a nice player. LeVert's a nice player. Dinwiddie's a good player. To me, they're like...
Can they be Kevin Love in Minnesota? Like, because they're there and they're going to get all the shots, put up crazy numbers?
I don't know. Not with John Wall, you know. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think they're good players, but they're those guys that... Great players bring it every night. Good players bring it once in a while and, you know, can stand out against bad teams. Like, that's what good players do. I just know great is a very difficult level to get to.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave in East Meadow wants to talk Jets. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I totally called about the Jets, but you got me on the Knicks. I'm going to share the misery with my other team.
All right.
if I may. And I called you guys a few weeks ago. I was all over Allen. I agreed with you. I thought they should have made the Russ move. Kind of disappointed in a way because I thought he would have brought it. I thought he would have pushed the young guys. And now what he's doing is he's going to make another team better in our conference, unfortunately. But yes. Getting back to the Jets, you know, I know I was all over what Bart was saying a few weeks ago about let's fortify with Sam. You know, if we get the number one pick, let's get a boatload. Let's get a Herschel Walker type of deal. But the more I see him, the more I'm not as impressed as I thought I would be. And yep. I'm beginning to think also, if you factor in the salary that Sam's going to do to get paid in a couple of years, maybe we get a second round pick, let's say a late second from the Niners or somebody like that. It may be the way to go.
I revise that. I revise my plan, too. So I'm with you.
And
so
as far as we were talking about Adam Gase yesterday, I think we need to keep Gase in place, and that kind of runs. Okay, let's lose them all. I really am dying for Jacksonville to pull out. They've been looking good the last couple weeks. I've been watching Jacksonville on the other channel.
Mike Glennon.
Please,
Mike
Jacksonville. He's out. Win one more game for us, please, and then us Jet fans can breathe a sigh of relief and hopefully win one game and clinch the number one pick. And I thank you guys for your time.
You got it, Dave.
I mean, Dave brings up a great point. Listen, revising that, I don't think that I wouldn't send him to San Francisco for a second round pick because that's not going to be a good second round pick.
I think if I'm Chicago, I'm thinking hard about it. If I'm Chicago.
Well, listen, you can send Sam to Jacksonville for that second-round pick or first-round pick. But if you can't get a first-round pick, you
can. But if Jacksonville is the number two pick, wouldn't they take Fields?
I don't think so. How many people believe in Fields?
What about the kid from, was it North Dakota?
All those players, they've done
BYU.
That.
BYU.
They've done that, right? They did the Blake Bortles. They did they did the Gabbert. They did the guys from these off-brand schools. It didn't work out for them. Remember, they've taken
it. It working out for Buffalo, though, Bart? Come on now. We'll get into this. We got to run, but we'll get into this
How's it working out for the Eagles?
Well, look at you. You have a gift. You read my mind. I'm an open book. You read my mind because that's exactly what we're going to talk about in the noon hour. We're going to have Mike Tannenbaum going to join us because we need some front office expertise on this. Because I've got a question that's going to be a controversial question.
Yeah.
But I seriously think it's a question that needs to be asked. And I asked you last night, and you didn't get mad at me. So if you don't get mad at me, then that means it's a legit question.
Can we name the segment, Fire That Bum?
Why would we name it Fire That Bum?
Because when we asked Tannenbaum, should we fire this person? This
garbage.
Should we fire this quarterback? We call
him. So it's a question that needs to be asked. We're going to ask it. It's in the noon hour. Tannenbaum's the one guy that definitely I want to get his take on it, but I want yours as well because you do also have a little bit of a intimate knowledge of that whole situation. So we got that coming up. But again, we'll stay with the NBA right now. I'll tell you about the schedule. That's all official. It's including opening night, and I'm going to forecast. It should be out Friday, but I'm going to forecast what I think will be the first Knick game. And if you're a Knicks fan. It's not a great way to start out, but okay. Please don't call telling me you want, you know, who you want to draft and who you want to tank for because it's way too soon. Anyways, 800-919.
Unless you're passionate.
Oh, no, I love the passion. You want to fight me on it? Go ahead. I don't mind that. So, Bart, when you have media day, like you're like, you know, that first day of training camp for football, right? And they got the first time you sit with the media, you meet with the media.
Best shape of my life.
And you're best shape of your life. You feel good. And you also have that, like, I don't care what they're saying. We're going to be good this year. Like, you have that kind of, like, you're excited. Yeah. And you're anticipating the season. And especially for new players who come to the Knicks, it's always funny how the new players who come to the Knicks, there's always that one guy that is like, man, I always wanted to play here. I love it here. I don't know why nobody wants to play here. Austin Rivers, son of Doc, and Doc was a Knick, and even though it was a short time, he was a very good Knick.
And they're both on the East Coast now. Ain't that something?
Hey, Dave,
not too far away.
House?
But Austin Rivers met the media yesterday, and he went there, everybody, including asking that question, wondering why people don't want to play in New York.
It's funny. I think we're caught in an era where everybody likes riding a wave, and people want to go to places that are already on the rise, or go to teams and franchises that are doing really well. And people have lost interest in going somewhere and making something great again. So I don't understand the opportunity. I don't understand someone not wanting to play for a city like New York. I just didn't get that. I still don't understand it. So for me, the opportunity was obvious to play like you know, Alex alluded to, in a city that is regarded as the mecca of basketball with the fans that they have. Why not try to be a part of something, you know, special? You know, everything right now is headed in the right direction, you know, from the from the hiring of the coach to the hiring of the management and assistant coaches and you know, the picks that they've drafted and the players that we've established this year, you know, we're building. You know what I mean? So I think to be a part of something is special. You know what I mean? It's easy to go somewhere where everything is already set up and they've been in the playoffs 4 or 5 years in a row. I've been on those teams and those are great experiences, but I want to take those experiences and those lessons and help this team and this organization in many ways as possible. And I'm sure Alec feels the same way. So I think just being a part of, I think that era of, like what you said, of people not wanting to come here, you know, our job is to change that, you know what I mean? And we got to make it attractive, and we will, because we have everything else. You got the city of New York, you got the best fans in basketball, you got, you play in Madison Square Garden every night, you got the style of living, you got all of that. So it's our job to, as players, you know, because the management and all that, they can only do so much. So it's exciting. I wanted to be a part of that. Why not?
And I love the fact that Austin said this. What I wish it was like Donovan Mitchell saying it.
Right. Somebody.
No offense to Austin, but it'd be really nice if, like, you know, it was Dame Lillard saying this, like, while he was wearing a Knick jersey. That's all I'm saying. He also, like, he did does go on to also say that this should be a place that, you know, people want to play. And if you're a real hooper, like, this is the biggest stage. Like, this is what you should want. And so he just said, we got to get there and we got to build it. And he said, we got to take it upon ourselves to make this attractive. And so, you know, it's all the right messages, Bart. I understand it. But it's never really going to change until the guy saying stuff like this. It's like Amari saying the Knicks are back. You need somebody that has that all-star resume saying this while wearing a Knick jersey.
Like Reggie White going to Green Bay when Green Bay was horrible and saying, you know what, it's safe to come here. I'm here, so you can come here. If you believe in me and my brand, then you understand it ain't going to go down like that. And until we have that player that does that or that wants to take on that challenge, like LeBron did, right? LeBron went to a historically great franchise that hadn't been so great, right? And he went there, and it took him 2 years, a season, to kind of figure it out and to get people to come with him to say, hey, I'm here, come here. And they say, you know what I'm all about. Which one of those great players that's out there right now is going to say, you know what, I'm going to New York? And but I know it ain't going to be great the first year. Second year, everybody going to want to come.
Well, that's exactly what they keep waiting for, is that whoever that's going to be.
Come on,
that
guys.
And Melo also. Melo came here, put the jersey on, and was sort of like, let's do this. And it just, you know, it had a little bump, but it didn't obviously turn into something as big or sustainable as a lot of fans would have wanted. But that's just the issue here with this team.
They had to give everything up to get him. That's why.
Well, the problem is that 2 years ago. Two years ago, you thought this was going to happen. You thought it was going to be KD and Kyrie. At least that's what a lot of experts were believing. I kept warning people. I kept warning you, like, you never know. And it didn't happen. They're in Brooklyn instead. So, yeah, somebody wanted to come to New York. The problem is they didn't want to come to the Garden. And that, as Austin said, that's got to change. So will it? When does it happen? Well, remains to be seen.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.